Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Austria aligns itself with the EU statement. The world faces multiple humanitarian crises. Around the globe, protracted conflicts, disasters, and fragile situations drive people into poverty, lead to large-scale displacement, and hamper the gains of development. Russia's brutal and illegal war of aggression against Ukraine exacerbates humanitarian emergencies in Africa and the Middle East. The consequences of climate change are depriving more and more people of their livelihoods. Conflict, economic shocks, climate extremes, and soaring prices for fertilizers have generated a situation of global food insecurity and famine of unprecedented dimension. According to the World Food Program, 345 million persons face high levels of food insecurity, and more than 900,000 persons are fighting to survive in situations of catastrophic hunger, one step away from famine. As many as 828 million people are unsure of where the next meal will come from. Austria is dedicating a considerable amount of its humanitarian assistance to relief in acute food crisis. In our efforts to scale up prevention, response, and resilience, Austria pursues a systemic approach to improve food security and generate livelihoods. The supply of high-quality food and water must neither compete with each other nor have negative impacts on existing ecosystems. Our measures comprise working towards fair and equal access to land and seeds, especially for marginalized and vulnerable groups, including women and girls, supporting small-scale farms and promoting biological agriculture, promoting agricultural production that preserves biodiversity, protects ecosystems, and avoids land degradation, working towards sustainable management of natural resources, avoidance of food loss and food waste, low resource consumption and low environmental impact, and promoting sustainable development of local economies by increasing local value creation and regional marketing. Mr. Vice President, while not all humanitarian emergencies are, the current protection crisis undeniably is a man-made crisis. The international community has universally committed itself to high standards of protection of persons affected by armed conflict. Yet, serious violations of international humanitarian law have in the last years dramatically increased in number as well as in nature. State military forces and non-state armed groups alike direct attacks against homes, hospitals, schools, cultural monuments, and the natural environment. Women and girls bear the brunt of the harmful consequences, being exposed to increased risk of physical assaults, hunger, sexual and gender-based violence, forced and child marriage, and human trafficking at unacceptable levels. Austria is committed to a rules-based international order, a system working according to the rule of law and not the law of the strongest. The principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence form the core of Austria's humanitarian engagement. Furthermore, all of Austria's humanitarian assistance is in line with our humanitarian rights-based approach and committed to the Do No Harm principle. Humanitarian assistance has to be oriented towards the needs and risks of the most vulnerable and disadvantaged group, including women and girls, persons with disabilities, older persons, children, and ethnic minorities. We will not tire to repeatedly call upon all parties to conflicts to fully comply with the obligations to respect and ensure respect for international humanitarian law, international refugee law, and human rights law. This includes the obligation to ensure full, safe, and unimpeded humanitarian access and guarantee the safety of humanitarian workers. We have to improve IHL compliance mechanisms. A regular and focused space for dialogue on IHL, preferably on an annual basis, is necessary. We also have to redouble our efforts in the area of humanitarian disarmament with regard to the imminent humanitarian threat stemming from nuclear weapons, lethal autonomous weapon systems, and the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Chair, the need to join forces in combating the climate crisis is more urgent than ever. The poorest countries, which contribute least to global warming, are the hardest hit by the impacts of climate change. Extreme weather events lead to more displaced persons than conflict and violence. The climate crisis and environmental disasters are also causes of conflict themselves. In our endeavors to increase climate resilience, we strive inter alia to the strengthening of synergies between environment and climate protection, disaster risk reduction and poverty reduction, green reconstruction, building forward better and greener, so that future disasters can be better managed, and the promotion of sustainable, multifunctional, and climate-smart agriculture and forestry. Thank you very much.